you know, starting this year, we have two portables at Central High School to deal with the capacity. And so the plan that's been put forward would help address the capacity in the programming. So there would be an expansion at Central to handle the current population as well as population in the future, as well as address programming issues.
What would the capacity be expanded to? It'd be 1,700?
1,700, right? Yes, for both high schools.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Athletics has certainly got some attention as part of this proposal as mm-hmm. well. It sounds like what's been come up with is kind of a compromise from what some different issues that have been discussed. Central would still play football games at Tommy Stewart.
Tommy Stewart would still be the official Unit 4 field for both Central and Centennial. So that's where the competition or the games would take place. But we are looking at then doing upgrades at the McKinley Field and also doing some expansion there with some fields, as well as then working with the Park District and hopefully doing some things at Spalding. And then, of course, with the expansion of Central where it's at, we do have options on a number of different properties. So being able to place a few fields there, as well as access to additional gym space. And it's not just about the athletics, but it's also about physical education as well.
Sure. I know one of the issues that Central's been dealing with as well is just the lack of air conditioning at the building has mm-hmm. caused some early dismissals already mm-hmm. here in August. What kind of upgrades would be done with the HVAC?
Certainly. Brand new system, right? So we take a look at a building that doesn't have air or doesn't have air in a majority of the building. There are some spaces at Central that have air conditioning, but being able to have air throughout the whole building.
Centennial also a big part of this referendum proposal.
Right.
It probably
mm-hmm.
doesn't get as much attention as, mm-hmm. as Central does, but mm-hmm. but what are the upgrades that would happen at Centennial?
Sure. So still addressing the same issues of capacity and programming, because again, Centennial, two portables as well out front. And so being able to expand on the south side of the building for academics, specifically in the area of science, as well as the north side for career and technical education, as well as some additional gym space because they have one gym. And again, trying to put all the different students during the different for PE classes and so forth. So they need that additional space, as well as an upgrade to the swimming pool, which will still remain as the one pool for Champaign Unit 4, as well as replacing an HVA system that is on its last leg as well.
Dr. Howard, the one building in this referendum proposal that would get a complete rebuild.
Yes.
If you could just talk about what the new Dr. Howard would look like under mm-hmm. this proposal.
Sure. So we're taking a look at doing a rebuild of Dr. Howard at the same location, but it would be facing University Avenue. And so, again, being able to, the school would be the same size. It'd still be a three-strand elementary school. But we would build there and then take down the old Dr. Howard.
Southside would be renovated under this proposal. It's not that much newer of a building than Dr. Howard,
but what
makes Southside maybe a little different case than Dr. Howard?
Sure. So when we went through the Tier 2 committee and we listened to the architects and the construction managers, and when they took a look at those two buildings, Southside, very strong when it comes to its what they call the bones, right, of a building, and that certainly can do some things to upgrade Southside and bring it up to where it needs to be. But when you compare Southside to Dr. Howard, Dr. Howard has had so many different additions to it over the years that it just became fiscally just wouldn't be a good thing to do when it comes to trying to renovate Dr. Howard. So it's best to take Dr. Howard down and just rebuild on site.
Sure. And what kind of renovations are you looking at then with Southside?
Sure. So when we take a look at our elementaries, we want all the elementaries to have a separate gym and cafeteria. So that would be certainly something done at Southside, as well as renovating all the classrooms and bringing them up as well.
Okay. Edison Middle School is also one of the oldest buildings in the district, and it's part of this proposal as well. Mm-hmm. What are the upgrades you're looking at Edison?
Sure. So taking a look at classroom renovations, but also taking a look, again, I don't know if you've been in Edison, but you take a look at that cafeteria, being able to renovate the cafeteria and also take a look at additional space for the gym.
And with Edison, it being the age that it is that a building that maybe in the next 10, 20 years the district might have to look at replacing? What are your thoughts on that?
Sure. So the plan that the board has put forward certainly takes a look at a number of different buildings that still need work. But what still needs to take place is a lengthier conversation around our middle schools. And that would include Edison, as well as Jefferson and Franklin. Also, the International Prep Academy, which currently is a K-5 program. But we need to have more detailed conversations as to should that go into a K-8? Do we need to have an addition then at the International Prep Academy? So again, they just need to put more time and attention into the middle schools. And so, yes, that'll take place for the next few years.
Sure. And you mentioned the IPA. And there was some discussion this time around mm-hmm. of perhaps a larger addition to IPA to mm-hmm. make that into a K-8 school at this point. Why was it ultimately decided maybe to put that to the side for now?
Sure. So, again, it would have been nice to be able to go out for everything, but I think the board was very wise to step back and take a look at, again, what are the priorities, taking a look at our high schools, and then saying, okay, we still want to do some work at International Prep Academy, but we really haven't, again, spent that time and attention when it comes to our middle level. So let's step back, do that first before we move forward.
Sure. The referendum proposal was originally at, I believe, $208 million,
yes.
And the board decided to use $25 million in reserves to bring that price tag down to the current $183 million. Talk about the decision to use those reserves and mm-hmm. the financial position that might leave the district in going forward.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So taking a look at our different fund balances, and one of the first things that the current board did was step back and take a look at what policy is in place regarding our fund balances and what that percentage should be when it comes to revenues versus expenditures. And we had our financial consultants as well take a look at, so the board put a certain policy in place, where are we at then when it comes to those fund balances and what can we use toward capital improvements but still remain fiscally sound. And so that is how we came to the $25 million from the fund balances. So certainly being able to use those dollars for capital improvements, but still moving forward and knowing that we will have the fund balances to certainly still continue to be very sound fiscally.